Celebrating 40 years of covering Illinois agriculture, this is the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products.
Some call us Big Ag, but we know that ag is complex. Family farms grow to bring new family members into the family business. Growth brings larger purchases, added production, and much more significant risks. But the goal is simple: feed more with less environmental impact, and do it all responsibly. Learn how the Illinois Corn Checkoff builds understanding of agriculture at www.ilcorn.org.
Chris Gould is a District 1 Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association. He's a farmer from Maple Park, Illinois, and he will be bringing the issue of crop insurance improvements to the discussion at Commodity Classic in San Antonio.
Two reasons, but to back up a bit, we used to think of improved crop insurance meaning increased premium subsidies. I don't think that's true any longer. In fact, fix number one is we probably need smaller subsidies, because the extremely high subsidies, again, are influencing production decisions that otherwise would not be made. So our government policy in the form of very high crop insurance subsidies are stimulating excess production. And we obviously have excess production. The other main aspect of it is rating it accordingly geographically. And we all know that it's supposed to be a one-to-one loss ratio, and it is on a national level, but it's not geographically a one-to-one loss ratio. So there are definitely high-risk areas that have very high loss ratios and low-risk areas that have very low loss ratios, almost absurdly low to the point of I'm going to back out of the program loss ratios if some doesn't get fixed. So that's the other broad area, is we need to re-rate crop insurance on a geographically smaller area. I mean, smaller the better, but, you know, for sure by state or maybe crop reporting district or, you know, whatever, but it can't be on a national level.
I would suspect that some other, not row crops necessarily, but just some other crops grown in the United States might have a differing opinion of that.
Well, you know, I'm sure they will. I'm certain they will. It's not unlike the base acre problem, where that cash flow has become baked into their local ag economy and their local economy in general and their business operation. And I'm sure, again, to yank that rug out will be quite painful. So I'm not exactly sure how to get there from here. I mean, I would propose some sort of gradual phase in, but I don't know, again, how business gets done in the halls of Congress. But somehow we got to get from here to there.
Chris Gould, District 1 Director for the Illinois Corn Growers Association and a farmer from Maple Park, visiting with us about crop insurance improvements and that issue, which will be discussed at Commodity Classic in San Antonio. You're listening to the Hometown Illinois Radio Network. This Hometown Illinois Radio Network report from the Commodity Classic in San Antonio is being brought to you by the Illinois Corn Marketing Board, increasing the profitability of corn production by developing and maintaining markets for corn and corn products. For a free podcast of our reports, go to hometownillinoisradio.com.